In the late 1980s, in this stretch of 14th Street, the only legal businesses were car dealerships, repair shops, paint stores, and two theaters. Dante Ferrando was drumming in local punk bands. When he decided he wanted to dip his toe into business, he came here, where the competition wasn't.
I didn't have any money, and we were trying to do something in a cheaper neighborhood, and there really wasn't much going on down here except for the theaters and a lot of drugs and prostitution.
But he wanted to open a restaurant. Even his friends, including Alec Mackay, who was one of the founders of DC's punk scene, had their doubts.
People saying, you know, this will never work. There's been nothing here since 1968.
But Dante Ferrando opened Dante's Restaurant in early 1990. It was the first table service restaurant in this neighborhood.
And it was such a bold move. I just didn't think it could happen. He made it happen, and it really developed that block.
But within a couple years, Ferrando made an equally bold decision to open a nightclub to compete with the 930 Club.
930 and DC Space were the two places that were doing independent and alternative stuff.
930 Club, it wasn't the only game in town, but it was the primary spot, and I think got comfortable with that.
Both believed Seth Hurwitz, who co-owned 930 and IMP Productions, was becoming more interested in booking national acts than featuring local bands.
You don't get to be as big as IMP Productions is without being a little more mercenary about who can fill the place out.
930 in their old location was really small and was really cramming some shows in that building that were way too big for it. So it seemed like something that really needed to happen.
So in September 1993, Black Cat opened its doors. In its first week, bands included Rancid and The Fall.
Which was a great score to sort of help put the club on the map.
Ferrando says it was a challenge going up against Hurwitz and 930.
Seth was a tough competitor at that point, and I think he was used to being the only game in town. So the first few years there were a little bit of butting heads.
Seth Hurwitz says when Dante opened Black Cat after years of having the only cool club in town, suddenly there was another cool club.
And his place was a little nicer, didn't smell like ours did, bigger stage, bigger dressing room, and more importantly, a bigger club, which meant a bigger gross, which meant more income for the bands.
Bands that Hurwitz had been booking for years noticed there was a new club in town.
A lot of those bands left for the money.
Hurwitz realized he needed a better venue than the decrepit old 930. He remodeled the old WUST Radio Music Hall and reopened Nightclub 930 on V Street.
If it weren't for the Black Cat, there wouldn't be the current 930 Club. That was pretty much designed as a competitive answer to the Black Cat.
Today, Ferrando says his focus remains on local stuff. With 930 concentrating on larger shows, Ferrando says the days of direct competition with Hurwitz's club is largely behind them.
We compete over a few shows here and there around the edges, but really, some stuff makes more sense here. Some stuff makes more sense there.
Now, two decades later, Black Cat is celebrating its 20th anniversary, the weekend of September 13th and 14th.
I think the Black Cat is super important to helping bands develop an audience here in Washington, D.C., and has played an important part in a lot of bands' growth and nurturing an audience, which helps us all.
It is amazing, 20 years. It can go quick when you're not thinking about it too much.
In the District, Neil Augenstein, WTOP.com.